This just in.
It's the big news.
Look what it's time for. We've been perusing and perusing.
Yes, we have.
And we have found you the big news.
That's right.
Only the biggest of the big here. In case you wondered about Jason Kelce, not to be confused with Travis Kelce, we know what he likes. But Jason enjoys going commando.
Oh!
Did someone ask him about this, or did he just start yapping?
You know? I hope someone asked him about it.
His brother just starts singing at the drop of a hat. Jason apparently just starts talking about the boys. He says he finds underwear unnecessary and a little restrictive.
Okay. Okay.
Listen, as a woman, I appreciate the underwear, okay? I do. Not everything should be running free all the time.
Right.
He does wear them, however, during physical activity. That's good to know.
Yes, good.
Speaking of sports, wow, I'm really doing a deep dive into football this week. Tom Brady, I understand, is open to a comeback.
Again?
I know. And I was so mad, and then I looked at his Instagram, and he's actually flaunting. He's flaunting. He has 14 million Instagram followers, and I got to tell you, Tom Brady's looking good.
Oh, look at him. Wow.
I know. Wow. I know. I'm not saying he should get back into football. I do not think that. I think that he should stay at home and just post Instagram photos and videos all the time. That's all. That's all, Tom. I've got you. I'm here for it. It's hard to believe this, but some good came out of COVID.
That's true.
And now you're getting upset it's getting taken away.
Yes.
Like at-home delivery, curbside pickup, remote appointments.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of places are doing away with those. And now in retail, 11% of the workers said their interactions with customers are more emotional these days.
Of course they are.
They're not your shrink.
They're not your sounding board.
No, don't be yelling at those people. Man, just thinking about that, I need a margarita to go. Is that still happening? If you're traveling, remember back, it was 2008. We had free baggage on airlines up to 2008.
Yeah.
Then gas prices went up and they started charging us for everything. Then gas prices went down and they did not stop charging for everything.
No, they didn't.
So now, from what I understand, some of those baggage check-ins, especially curbside, you weigh your bag and it weighs 47 pounds at home.
Right.
Then you get there and magically it weighs like 52 pounds, which is going to cost you another $50,
heck
right?
Yeah, it is.
Well, the attendant there is happy to put up his hand and say, don't worry about it. I'll take your tip right here.
Oh my gosh.
See what I'm saying? Now, what they did, chances are, allegedly, they stuck their foot on that scale and made your baggage just a little bit heavier.
Oh.
So they could get a fake weight, real tip.
That's awful.
But here's the thing. It goes both ways. Because as a passenger, you can use your foot to lift that weight up a little bit.
I saw a guy do that on Instagram this weekend.
Oh my gosh, I gotta go traveling. I just gotta check it out. You know, I gotta check it out.
Go try.
I'll see it, possibly in jail, but I'll see it. Everybody has their childhood dream, right?
Sure.
Mine was always to see the Loch Ness Monster.
It was.
True story. Huh. Now, they've spotted this thing since 1933. They've spotted it one time.
Yeah, once.
Yeah. Now they're calling in NASA to please help them out because they figure if you can find something in space, maybe you can find something in our little lake here. So we'll let you know how that goes. Now, you can all let your deep breath out. What is that called?
When
you
exhaling?
Let your deep breath out. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
You can exhale. Taxes, right? You got them in on time.
Oh,
everything's
yeah.
fine.
Yes.
It's over for another year. It's really stressful, though.
Yeah.
You know? We found out what people would actually do to never have to pay taxes again.
Oh, boy.
Okay. 35% of us would move to a different country if it meant never having to pay taxes again. And by the way, that doesn't work.
No.
No. No matter where you live around the world, you're paying American taxes if you're an American citizen. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
30% of us would get an IRS tattoo.
Wow.
More than half of us would give up social media for a year. Over a quarter of us would take a vow of celibacy, and 9% would clean prison toilets for 3 years.
Oh my God.
If it meant a tax-free future.
Wow.
You know, I was considering that, all of it, until that. I found the line I will not cross, and it's prison toilets. Here's a question for you. What's the most stressful time of your day? You know that half of us say it's 8:15 in the morning?
Why?
Because that's when you have to get out of bed.
Oh.
Why sleep through it? I guarantee you feel better. I don't learn a lot on TikTok.
Oh,
it kind of
no.
goes in one eye and out the other. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Watch a lot of stuff. Can't remember what's going on.
Sure.
But there's a new date night trend on TikTok and it's taken off. and it's called Painting Each Other.
Ooh.
And I'm thinking, right? And then I read, and it's just, it's couples painting portraits of each other.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking at all.
Which is fine, but I was thinking about what you're thinking about.
Body painting, naked.
Clothing coming off,
that's
hands
right.
on the floor.
Exactly.
No reason we can't do a big time version of that. I'm just saying.
Well.
Yeah, check out the socials. We'll see who has the nerve. otherwise, yeah. And when you're painting a portrait, be nice.
Yeah.
Or it's not going to be a good weekend.
Yeah.
Great idea. If you're not done with work, maybe you need a digital doppelganger to do some work for you.
Oh, boy.
They're now being created, and the fees range from $29 to about $400. You can access your virtual self, and this thing is so similar to you that it'll actually get impatient in a chat. Yeah. You should see what it does when you want to talk to the manager, you know? Or maybe it's just mine. Here's something that's kind of fun. Well, I'm going to give a heads up to your Amazon driver.
Yes.
Or at least hope it's the same guy every single day.
Yeah.
Because there's a home security camera that's coming out. Now, most of us have one of those now.
Yeah.
This one goes a step further.
Sure does.
It's called the Paint Cam Eve. It will lob paintballs.
Yeah.
At home intruders.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to stretch that far. It's just got to get people on your porch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you can spot them later, you know?
Exactly. Well, unless they take off their jacket. Have they thought about this?
Well, that get them in the face.
Okay. Wow, you're a little aggressive today.
I don't want any burglars at my house.
Well, in case the paintball misses, you can also launch tear gas.
Okay, that's a little much.
I don't know if this is available yet, but it's supposed to give you the ultimate peace of mind or, you know, a crumpled burglar on your front porch. If you're traveling to Verona, Italy, A, good for you. Congratulations.
Right?
B, we got the place you can get some free wine.
Oh.
Now, what you have to do, though, is your phone. You put it in a locker with a key. They give you a bottle of wine you enjoy. Boom. Look at that.
No. I'm taking my phone to the table. I want to check my messages throughout dinner.
Dude,
thank you.
You're not going to keep your phone forever. It's maybe an hour if you eat fast.
That's a long time.
Okay. Well, not everyone's taking advantage of this. 90% of the people are, though.
Dang.
They're doing what everybody wants to do. Check the messages while you're drunk, you know, after the wine. And I just want to prepare you for something going on online next month. It's the world's first AI beauty pageant.
I don't understand this.
Listen, guys are there sitting there in their basements and they're creating women, okay? They need to be able to show these off. They'll be entirely fake models competing for a chance to be crowned Miss AI and win $20,000.
Well, the real money's okay, but kind of weird.
There's a woman here who said, you know, this is going to happen because these AI models, they're young. They're pretty and they're doing real things. Well, they're really not doing real things.
They're AI.
But it's getting that bad and they're getting that good that this is the competition now for the younger generation. Like me, we just had to compete with supermodels, you know?
Yes.
Now they're not even real people.
That's so
However,
sad.
Let me give you a little hint here. If you ever want to feel fantastic, AI yourself, all right?
Like with one of the apps you've been talking about?
Yeah, I'm not going to ever post this photo of me because it makes the real me look terrible. But I could win this beauty pageant with the right amount of AI. You know what I'm saying?
Look at you.
Yeah, I know.
Dang.
Get ready. The Big Time has reason 763 why maybe you don't want to get on a plane right now. Folks had a great flight from New York City. They landed in London without any sort of event. And then the slide deployed right on top of the catering truck.
That's not good.
No. They have like one of those consumer cards where you can write that you're unhappy with the catering.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to destroy the truck for the next flight, you know? Hey, listen, if you're going to play Wordle in public, don't cheat. Don't cheat. A passenger taped a woman cheating at Wordle on a plane last year. Well, the TSA is very unhappy with us, apparently, because they've reposted the video of this woman cheating at Wordle on the plane.
Look at them.
By the way, the person who took the video said, thank goodness for 9x Zoom.
What?
Listen, don't you have something to read there in the back pocket?
My
Come
gosh.
On.
Gosh.
You're 9x Zoom on a plane. What's wrong with you? You get yourself an Uber. Remember to take all the things that you entered the Uber with.
Yeah, stop forgetting stuff in the cars, please.
Yeah, Uber will bust you, by the way. every like 6 months or so, they put out a list of the most bizarre things that have been left in Ubers.
There's some weird stuff.
Right? Somebody left two containers with spiders in them.
Oh, gosh.
I know. You know, I once had a tarantula in my car in a jar with no top on it.
What are you doing
I didn't know they could jump. I was trying to release him into a park because he was in my house.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Found out. Yeah. They can jump. I'll never do that again. A tray of meat pies. You would think that would be real apparent when you got out of the car that you've forgotten that.
Don't leave your meat pies in somebody else's car.
Too late. It's been done.
Jeez.
I don't understand this one at all. Someone left their fake butt. What? Do I even want to Google that? I'm not too sure. And they said the most bizarre thing that they found was a frontal hair toupee.
Frontal hair toupee.
I think that just calling it a toupee would have been enough. Yes. Calling it a frontal hair toupee makes it that much worse. Yeah. So watch where you sit and remember to tip your driver. Not his fault. I know that a lot of us are still recovering from tax day, which was on Monday.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Mark Cuban was able to make this tax disclosure because he just paid the IRS $275.9 million.
That guy's got too much money.
Yeah, that wasn't what he made, yo. That's what he paid.
Right.
Why did he release that? Is he running for president?
Who knows?
All right, I'm just saying, Mark Cuban, you know, I thought you were rich. I didn't know you were this rich. I kind of like it a little bit more. Boy, things are pretty lively in Indiana.
Right?
There's a woman who's facing drug charges because she called the cops to report that she was on the bad end of a drug deal and the meth just wasn't what it was supposed to be.
Oh my gosh.
So the cops went over to check it out and guess who ended up in jail?
Well.
I'm just saying. Criminals, they're not that smart. Thursday night, my favorite night of the week because it's SVU night.
That's right.
Olivia Benson shows up and just solves all the problems of the world. And apparently does that in real life too.
I guess so.
Where she helped reunite a little girl with her mom when she thought Mariska was a real police officer. Well, I think that too.
Right.
You know? If you're planning on going to a festival this year, as we at the Big Time are doing.
Yes.
Going to the Stagecoach Music Festival next weekend. And it comes down to fashion a lot of the time.
Does it?
Well, maybe not for you, but you know. In Indio, California, where the festival is, though, the temperatures usually hover in the 100s. Now we're seeing in the 70s.
Yes, please stay that way.
That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Gosh.
But you really have to think about what you're wearing because it gets cold at night, too.
Freezing at night.
And then you have to think about comfort. Ladies, I'm going to tell you something. Do not go with the stilettos, no matter how cute they are.
You're getting stuck, probably, if you do that.
It's grass.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's grass you're sinking into.
Yeah.
They say to please be sure to dress your true vibe and not a costume.
Okay, I don't remember people dressing up in costumes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely,
really?
People. Yes.
Wow.
There are entire departments and stores that is dedicated to festival dressing.
Oh, my gosh.
They say be sure and buy something that is truly you and not something that you will never wear again. Come on, man. It's the one weekend of the year I get to wear a flower crown. I'm wearing that. I may never wear it again, but dang straight, I'm doing it on festival weekends.
Put it on.
If you're looking to find a date, we found out the new hot thing is pickleball.
Yes.
And not just for old people.
Yeah, I know.
They talked to a 25-year-old player who said, look around. Good-looking folks here. What could possibly go wrong? Well, you know, a 70-year-old's going to get rid of that paddle, you know.
It's going to go flying.
Exactly. Doesn't mean to happen, but it's going to happen. You know, one thing that scares me about Instagram, I'm always really afraid I'm going to upload my entire picture library up to it sometimes.
I know you are.
Well, listen, it happens in other apps, too. A woman was sending Evites for her daughter's birthday and invited everyone in her contact list. Including Jess, who hit my car.
Oh, my God.
And Derek with an eye roll.
Oops.
I don't think he's going to show up. Much too embarrassing for him. With wedding season coming up, historically June, so people are getting nervous right about now.
Yeah.
Wondering if they made a mistake. The thing is, 20% of us have actually considered running out of our own weddings.
That's crazy.
Now, it's always been the groom who's guilty of this. They're always like, oh, you're getting cold feet, getting cold feet. Well, women are catching up because you're really not so much of a prize. When you combine us all together, 20% of us almost left our own wedding. And
wow,
only 50% of us now have a bachelor and bachelorette parties. Well, I think because the men, it was just getting totally illegal up in there. And then the bride found out about it. No wonder she almost ran out. She should have, actually. Well, look at this. You know, the big time is getting ready to head to the Stagecoach Music Festival. And what we've learned watching the Coachella Music Festival is that Levi's and cowboy boot sales are soaring thanks to Beyonce.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Can someone tell Garth Brooks about that? Because, right? You know, we've been wearing this for quite a while.
Long time.
Prove it to you next weekend, too. You'll see. Yeah. Let me ask you a question, Justin. You're going to hate this question.
Well, no, what?
Because it's about death.
Oh.
Would you feel better dying knowing that stuff will not be left unsaid?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, thank goodness. I thought I was going to bum you out there.
No.
There's a brand new company called, it needs a new name. It's called Eternal Applications.
Okay, that's not a great name, but okay.
It's not. You can't even figure out what this is for, right?
What is it?
It's you can leave messages to loved ones after you've died. Now, from what I know, you have to record them in advance.
Well, one would think.
I think that's how it works. Yeah. But it's as low as $49. You can send like the same message. I love you. You're my favorite person. Don't talk to your friends about this because they all got the same message.
What happens when this company goes out of business, though?
Well,
you've
listen.
You've already paid.
They have a 50-year delivery window.
Oh, do they?
And you can edit or delete your messages anytime at no cost.
Oh, that's good.
Unless... Wait, can you do that after you die? How advanced is this company? And they're not letting on. But listen, if you're only 20 right now, put this off a couple of years because chances are real good. No matter what you think now, chances are good you're going to go way beyond 70.
Yes.
That's going to expire, you know?
That's right.
By the time you're 70, it's going to be worth like $1.99, but it's going to feel like a waste of time, you know?
Yes.
Coming up, the Paris Olympics this summer. It's a new sport, breakdancing.
That's right.
Has been rebranded breaking.
Yeah.
And we already have two folks, a B-boy and a B-girl, who are representing with room for two more, Binoche. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Get to spinning at the Amazon Fresh stores. They have had it, or actually, customers have had it, with this walking around and walk right out technology.
I know. I guess so.
I think that that sounds great. I mean, granted, I haven't done it. But you just kind of walk in there. I don't even think you have to sign up. Somehow it knows you're a member.
Pretty
is that
cool.
Right?
Cool. I'm not sure. I haven't tried it either.
All right. So you walk around. You put stuff in your cart. You walk out. And it appears on there your Amazon account, I guess.
Yeah, it just charges it somehow. There's sensors
exactly.
And cameras and stuff, I guess.
But what people don't like is they would like to see if they're saving money. They would like to see actually how much they've paid. So that's why they're getting rid of it. Customers don't like it.
Oh, I thought there might be a little screen that showed you what you're doing along your way.
You'd think that would show up on your phone.
Or that,
right?
Yeah.
Does Amazon need to hire us so they can figure out what the hell they should do at their grocery store? I'm for it. I'm here for it. Next thing you know, they're going to be putting in self-checkout. I'm just saying, don't go there. Some of us like it. A lot of people don't.